39th Annual Beef Expo, a success. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Berniston. With more than 600 entries and 52 counties represented, the Tennessee Beef Expo held in Murfreesboro was a huge success and reflects the importance of livestock in the state.
Beef cattle industry is number one. It's been number one, I'd say, since back in the early 70s, and it's probably running about 22-23% of the total gross income from ag sales in Tennessee. And the animal science projects, they reflect that, because we have 58,000 youngsters enrolled in the 4-H animal science projects and about 6,000 or 7,000 enrolled in the beef project. Animal project is a great thing, and it teaches youngsters lots of traits, lots of characteristics that they're going to carry them on through life.
University of Tennessee's Dr. Jim Neal has been involved with the Beef Expo for 40 years now, and he says there's just nothing like watching kids from across the state gather year after year to show their cattle, make new friends, and learn skills that last a lifetime.
It's my passion. Well, I like cattle. I like animals. I'm working to be a vet when I get older.
Well, I enjoy doing it because you get to meet a lot of people, and it's just good for the community and stuff. It helps get people to know where you're from.
That was Brandon Carter from Williamson County and Joshua Robbins of Bedford County. Joshua is 17 and has been showing since he was 6. He says it's a lot of work, but in the end, it's all worth it. And for 10-year-old Hayden Thomas of Williamson County, the fun is just beginning.
This is my first expo, and I'm really excited to be here because it's fun and exciting. I get to play with my cows, and I get to brush them and pet them and stuff.
And counties from Shelby to Sullivan and Weekly to Polk were represented at the expo, where around $13,000 in scholarship monies were given to kids from across the state attending the event. And don't miss the Sheep Expo held next week, July 12th through the 15th in Cookeville. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.